I think everybody has that ornament on the tree that you don't know where it came from, why it's there.
Oh, I have like, I mean, I literally have like 6 or 10 of those.
Do you really?
Well, and there's other ones too that I'm just like, it's time for this one to go. And my wife is like, no, because of this reason. And I'm like, all right.
That's the weird thing about ornaments is that some of them are very sentimental and they have huge backstories to them.
Yeah, and it doesn't mean like it's, you know, pretty or anything like that. It just, you know, reminds somebody of a time in their life or a person or whatever. So.
Yeah, some of the ugliest ornaments on my tree have the most meaning.
Yeah.
And some of them, I don't know how they got there. we've got a stick of butter on our ornament.
That doesn't make any sense to me, yeah.
It's just a stick of butter. It's a glass stick of butter.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how we acquired it.
Yeah.
I don't know when we acquired it. And there's no story behind it. But for the last few years, the kids get excited and they put it up on the tree and they put it right in front as if it's some kind of special one.
Let's go through these options, right? Like, it's not like you ever worked at butter.
No.
So it's not like a company brand where they were like, take this butter and do it with pride.
No.
You never visited butter. It's not like a location you went to. You know, sometimes you get like, oh, look, it's Christmas in the Bahamas on this. No, you never went to butter.
I never went to butter.
You love butter, but I mean, we love lots of things. We don't need it up there. Is it salted, unsalted?
It's a good question. I got to look at the picture. I think it's, well, I'll check it when I get home. I think it's unsalted.
And nobody made you a stick of butter for the Christmas tree. So, yeah, it's confusing.
Yeah.
No idea where it came from.
There's also this creepy Marilyn Monroe ornament that I have because I'm a Marilyn Monroe girl. But you know, like when you like something, but then people get carried away and they get you everything.
Yeah. What's creepy about it?
It looks like a zombie. It's a zombie Marilyn. She like her. It's all stitched together.
Okay.
And her eyes are little X's. And it just... I feel like I have to put it up to represent the Marilyn Monroe, but also I'm scared of it.
I mean, you could let that go. You're a grown-up. She's not here. She's not coming to look in on you or anything like that. It's going to be all right.
I was thinking maybe it was a voodoo doll that they just made into an ornament, and I'm afraid to mess with it.
I have two big Elvises once, but the problem is like, they what's the plural of Elvis?
Elvises?
Elvi?
Elvis?
Yeah, whatever. Uh-huh. You know, I have two of them. But the problem is that they're really heavy because they both like have a singing thing in it.
Oh.
Like you press a button and it'll sing.
Yeah.
And there's never a branch that I can hang it on.
You know what I do that my mom gets so mad? It's against every one of her Christmas decorating rules for the tree.
What's up?
Hang it on the light strand.
I
know you're not supposed to do that, and I know people get real mad about that.
I never even thought of that.
Hang the really heavy ones on the light strands because it's stronger. Now, my mom would burn down my house if she knew that I did that because you're not supposed. You gotta use the tree branches and blah blah. It works. I'm telling you.
Yeah, I mean, I hope my wife is listening. Pull them totes back out.
Yep.
All right, Elvis is going up, girlfriend.
It's the thing about Christmas ornaments, the ones that go on your tree. Sometimes they're beautiful and sometimes they're really ugly and you don't know why they're on your tree or where they came from.
We have a vodka ornament on my tree.
Mm-hmm.
And every time we put it up, I mean, it's like a pretty ornament, but I look at it and I think to myself, what does this say about us? And then I just leave it there.
Yeah. Because you're like, maybe it's an accurate representation.
We also have a Dunkin' one on there, too, which I'm just kind of like, this is cheesy. Is this a thing? But my wife worked there 1,000 years ago when she was like 16.
Well, that makes sense. Because a lot of times these ornaments have this backstory and this history. And even though they're not the prettiest to look at, they've got a story that goes along with them. What's yours? 1-800-330-9999.
So I'm one of those cheesy moms that keeps everything. My daughter's 24, and I have her fingernail clipper from when she was a baby.
What is up with these things?
Wait a minute, what?
The fingernail clippings. Oh.
The actual clipper.
For her fingernails.
Okay.
That's better than the fingernails.
Yes.
I mean, that seems unhygienic. Slightly gross, but it's cute because you remember the moment. Look at how tiny these were.
Yeah.
You're right. Like, I get that. That's better than the clippings.
Also, cutting your baby's fingernails is terrifying.
Oh, my gosh, it is.
Yeah.
So many people, I never realized, they bite them off.
My girls, I used to bite their nails off.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's easy.
It's safer.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you don't cut them as much.
Yeah, and you love the taste of dirty fingernails.
Ah, whatever.
You do.
When it's your kids, it doesn't matter. Hayden, because she's my older one.
Yeah.
I didn't know about that early on. That poor kid, I must have cut her 1,000
bleeding
times.
Fingers.
Oh, it was awful. Dakota never even saw the clipper. Now, she's 6 years old, I still bite her nails. Yeah, it's weird when it's her toenails.
When's the last time you did that? That's gross.
I do it all the time. It's fine. She's my baby. What's the difference?
That's still gross.
No,
I mean,
it's
you're
not.
A grown woman. You know about clippers.
No, it's fine.
You can use them.
She's my baby.
Connor, what's that weird ornament on your tree?
Do any of y'all do the pickle?
We had a pickle.
We didn't have a pickle, but I never understood what the pickle was. What's the story of the pickle?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, my family never did the pickle.
Yeah.
I started doing it with my own family, and it's actually a very fun tradition.
So I didn't get that part of it. I just thought it was some sort of phallic symbol on my Christmas tree.
What?
I didn't have that at all. I just thought it was like, okay, people are into pickles.
That's weird.
Well, brother, it is that, no matter how you slice it.
That's right. It's true.
No, the legend of the pickle. The Christmas pickle ornament. It's in honor of American Civil War soldier who survived starvation on Christmas Eve by eating a pickle. There's a whole backstory to this.
Seems like a pretty serious story we have there. I mean, I figured, was your pickle wearing wool? Is he carrying a musket?
But what about the hiding it part?
Yeah,
tradition?
No, it says it. On Christmas Eve, after the children had fallen asleep, my parents would sneak downstairs, hide the pickle in the tree. Because of its color, it blends into the evergreen and it's hard to spot. First child to find the ornament Christmas morning is granted the privilege of unwrapping a special gift from under the tree. See? Wait,
so what about the Civil War? What?
I guess that guy survived. He had a pickle.
Thanks to a pickle.
Hold on, let's see. Some believe that the Christmas pickle is in honor of a Civil War soldier who survived starvation on Christmas Eve by eating a pickle.
I mean,
he
survived that one night? I want to know what happened to him after that. I mean, you know what? God bless him. He found the pickle on Christmas Eve. That's great. I'm glad he had a meal.
Yeah.
I mean, good job avoiding all those cannonballs and, you know, sepsis and, you know, infection rate and all that stuff.
It also says it is believed the tradition began when St. Nicholas saved two boys who were trapped in a barrel of pickles.
What?
I like the Civil War story better than the kids trapped in the barrel of pickles.
This is all not good. Kids, stay away from pickles. People, if you have barrels of pickles, make sure you cap those barrels. Let's go.
If you're dying from starvation, is one pickle really going to save you?
I don't. You know what?
Maybe.
You're right. It's a fair question. It's a fair question.
Is that like 60 calories?
It's a voodoo doll. But it's disguised as a Marilyn Monroe ornament.
I mean, what a strange thing to have. I think you could take that one down. I think you could put it away.
What's the strangest ornament on your tree? And how did you get it? Because every ornament has a backstory, right? Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
Oh, my gosh. So the weirdest ornament right off the bat that I thought of was a little like figurine with a disco dress on. Mm-hmm. And I cannot get rid of it because my mom gave it to me.
Yeah. Your mom loved disco?
No, not even. Oh. She just buys the most random things and thinks I'm going to like it.
Okay. Is she one of those people that she selects gifts for, like, their shock effect? You know what I mean? For people to be like, what the?
Exactly.
And she's like, okay. Yeah. Yeah, she's an anarchist.
I would also do that.
Yeah.
I would just give something to my daughter that I know she has to keep because it's from me. What if I die tomorrow? That's going
to
be it.
That is not the thing to say. Why do you always say that? She says this all the time about holidays. Like, it's the strangest thing.
You never know when it's going to be your last one. You got to cherish these memories.
Stop it.
Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
Look, she's with me.
All right. Enjoy your strange ornament.
Yeah. Serena, go ahead. What's the strangest ornament on your tree?
We have a Jimmy Dean sausage.
Nice. Mm. Do you like Jimmy Dean sausages for breakfast?
I guess my wife had entered some contest, and they sent her hey, congratulations, you're a winner. You know, wait for your prize. And when it came, it was a Jimmy Dean sausage ornament.
I mean, wait a minute. What? I mean, this is a Jimmy Dean contest, I'm guessing, then.
Right, yeah. She thought she had won, like, real sausage or something, and then they sent a tiny little...
A lifetime supply of sausage she thought she would receive.
Sausage, yeah. Right. Yeah.
She's expecting this huge box that's been refrigerated.
Right,
and instead,
and
in the mailbox,
little tiny
it's
thing
like four
and I mean,
inches.
And it came in a huge box, kind of, but then, like, you open it up, and it's like two and a half, three-inch sausage.
It's the leg lamp scene from A Christmas Story. They bring it in. It's a special delivery. They bring it in a hand truck, and it's a Jimmy Dean Christmas tree ornament. I love it.
Jordan, how about you? What's the strangest ornament on your tree?
So it would have to be all of our teeth. And I'm not just the kids' teeth. I'm talking about grandparents' teeth, everybody's teeth. My mom, she makes, like, you know, clay pots and things like that, like one of her hobbies. And she glazes all of our teeth when they came out of our mouth when we were kids. And she literally has them to this day. And she did the same thing for her parents. It's just a whole tree full of teeth.
That is the scariest, strangest, Ed Gein, Silence of the Lambs, straight long legs thing I ever heard before in my life.
Is it your grandparents'
dentures? This can't be real. This can't be real. Your mother has everybody's teeth.
No, it's like before they got dentures, so when their teeth were falling out. But the thing is,
how is it possible? Your mom was there when your little kid, their parents' teeth were falling out.
Yeah. No, their adult teeth, the adult teeth of my grandparents, like when they were coming out.
That is terrifying.
It's terrifying, but she made it look, she thought it was something mystical about the teeth, and she would make them so beautiful.
Yeah, like the, parallel universe between life and death, right?
You could go into any dentist office, they would not have a tree full of teeth.
If I walk into a dentist's office and I find a tree full of teeth, I'm going to be like, oh my God, this is so nice. Where are mine? And the second they point it out, I'm grabbing my teeth and I'm running out the door.
Okay.
And I'm calling and I'm reporting somebody. Because this is wrong.
Right.
It's all wrong. Oh my gosh. I mean, I have a grandfather-in-law who takes his dentures out and puts them on the table from time to time. That's horrendous. This is worse.